Today at Quality Nam is October 26th, and it's a very special day, Skanda Shasti, an international Hindu festival, especially for the Tamil people. These are the people of Tamil Nadu, South India. Millions and millions and millions are celebrating in temples all over the world, and we are here too at Quality Nam. Sri Lanka. Beautiful big Nailor temple in Jaffna is as active as it ever was, celebrating Skanda Shasti with all sorts of penance being done, tears being shed, thanks being given for the great god Murga, who is none other than the Hawaiian god Ku. He has been the guardian of peoples on this earth for 100,000 years or more. Wonderful, powerful god from the Pleiades. He comes from the Pleiades. Our puja today is beautiful Homa for our puja, sponsored by Sadhu and Danya Nadesan. They set up an endowment for the Lord Murga Shrine, as well as for a beautiful fire puja once a year on this very special day. It's a wonderful day for performing penance for misdeeds in the past. And this is done in Singapore, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, India, Canada, all over the world. People put spears through their cheeks and tongue and various other parts of their body. Carry bottles of milk to bathe the deity in the Hindu way. Well, you know, this talks on drugs has caught the imagination. We've been having several questions come in. Shall I give the answer to the questions now? Well, what about street people? What makes a person go on the street? Many come from wealthy families. Were their families on the street? No. It is often that drugs have burnt out their brain and they can't hold a job, they can't concentrate, they can't function in modern day society, so they form their own society on the street. After a lot of LSD, I have seen this to be true. Their brains do not work properly after that. They are totally dysfunctional members of society. Answer to your question about street people, maybe not all, but some are there because basically part of the brain has been destroyed. And if you were to look at the aura, those who can see auras, you would see something that did not look very pretty, was not very New Age, it was not very spiritual. Well, everybody who takes drugs says, this won't happen to me, I can handle it. Every junkie on the street has said that at one time or another. People on steroids say, I can handle it, but they can't. Alcoholics once said, I could handle it, but they couldn't. Why do we have an AA? Alcoholics Anonymous. Why do we have groups talking about how to handle drugs and drug rehabilitation centers, which are very expensive for states and counties to run, and private organizations? It is because you cannot handle it, so don't get started. Just say no. We want our beautiful garden island of Kauai to be drug free. We want people coming to this beautiful island to come to be one with nature, to be in higher consciousness. Well, here's another question. Why are so many people in high positions, executives and all, spending their money on drugs? Well, those who have high-powered jobs, you're working out your stress. Many go on drugs, LSD, cocaine, high-powered things like that. Eventually, you will lose everything. It's like going out with your secretary. You lose your wife. You lose your life. You lose your children. Drugs are different. Why are they different? Because you lose your brain. You lose your intelligence. Everything you work for throughout your life goes down the drain. Do you want that? Then just say no. Well, here's another question on karma. What is the karma? Could you explain a little more about the karma, that's action and reaction, involved in someone who is selling drugs to somebody else? Well, if you sell drugs to someone else, you start a chain reaction of karma that you cannot stop, which I explained yesterday. Introducing someone to the use of drugs is the same as selling that person drugs. The karma is yours to face, life after life. Introducing someone to drugs, building it up in their mind as something that they should do, whatever they do after that throughout life, you reap the bad karma. That karma will come back to you by starting a chain of action and reaction in other people's lives. One day something bad is going to happen, and that bad will come back to you because you started the chain. Is this the new age that we want? Is this the new age that we're talking about? Is this what we want in the next century? No way is it. Question on DNA and mutation. Well, I don't know a lot about DNA and mutation, but there is some evidence I've heard that a permanent change in the DNA comes from the use of LSD. A lot of letters, DNA, LSD, they don't get along. One affects the other. I don't know about all the other kinds of other things that people are using now, but this is very serious. People who are using LSD and other high-powered ones, you should take note of what you are doing to yourself. Look around you. How about the other folks? Do they look bright and shiny? Uh-oh, here's another question. Speak a little bit about deformed children. What if you gave birth to a crack baby, a deformed child, or an AIDS baby? What is that in the karma for you? Capturing a soul in a bad body, capturing a soul in a deformed body, that's what you did. Like imprisonment. Therefore, you shall in the future be imprisoned. Do you want that? You can avoid all this by just saying no. Follow what drug-free Kauai teaches the children in our schools. Just say no. Be a leader. Be different. Say no. Others will follow.